USA Radio News.
The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority appeared ready on Tuesday to uphold Alabama's GOP-friendly congressional map. It's an important voting rights case that could cause major implications in the 2024 race and beyond. In a tense, nearly two-hour oral argument, the state argued it was taking a, quote, race-neutral, unquote, approach in creating voting boundaries, and that it should not be forced to sort voters by race. A hot mic picked up President Joe Biden again on Tuesday, this time as reporters were being escorted out of a White House abortion task force meeting.
I'm the only person in the world that does this.
Critics said Biden attacks the free press despite refusing to answer their questions or hold frequent press conferences. The Grinch has come early this year.
Expect to pay more for a Christmas tree this year. Operating costs at tree farms are up, and growers who provide about two-thirds of the nation's Christmas trees will be raising prices to retailers by as much as 20% over last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The board for Detroit Public Schools Community District wants to cancel Dr. Ben Carson. Members are again looking at removing his name from the Benjamin Carson High School of Medicine and Science. Chalkbeat Detroit reports school board members said they must respond to complaints about its namesake's connections to the Trump administration. Scooby-Doo has gone woke by making Velma a lesbian. Clips from the brand new movie Trick or Treat Scooby-Doo show the Mystery Inc. member googly-eyed and speechless when encountering a costume designer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The nation's gross national debt has surpassed $31 trillion, according to a U.S. Treasury report released Tuesday. It's edging closer to the statutory ceiling of roughly $31.4 trillion, an artificial cap Congress placed on the U.S. government's ability to borrow. The U.S. is also dealing with the highest inflation rate in 40 years. A malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up as it plowed into the ground during a drill with the U.S. That was a reprisal for North Korea's launch a day earlier of a weapon that flew over Japan and has the range to strike Guam. The explosion panicked and confused residents of a nearby coastal city. The country music world has lost one of its founding daughters.
Well,
from a poor upbringing to become the most recognized female singer-songwriter in country music history, died Tuesday at the age of 90 in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. That's between Memphis and Nashville. Family members said she passed away in her sleep. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Dow Industrial Average rose 2.8% on Tuesday. The NASDAQ was up 3.3%. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.